It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Friday, May 20th edition of the Afternoon Stretch. So glad you're alongside with us here. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. It's hot outside. It's gross outside. I mean, it's pretty, but it's hot. It's hot. And I'm not going to lie. It's hot in the studio right now. And I'm not talking about Ray wearing a too tight of a t-shirt in here right now, because that's looking good on the other side of the board. Ray Dosky, how are you doing today?
I'm well, man. I'm well.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
It is hot outside.
It's hot, bro.
But it just have like those moments where you have a great breeze that comes through. And it's like, it's refreshing when you're especially in the shade. So I can't complain. It was definitely hotter yesterday.
We poke fun at Ray Dosky being a little bit older than, you know, the median age of this show, at least. But Pogue, I don't know how old Pogue is. The guy's got, I don't know if he, how, what his like actual physical age is.
Uh-huh.
But his hearing has got to be the hearing of like a 120-year-old, because I just put these headphones on, and right as we started, I put them on. He sits right here, talks into this mic with these headphones on. I look over, the thing is turned all the way up, and so for anybody who doesn't know, if you're listening or watching, whatever, I always keep my left ear on and I pull my right ear off. This is in case an intruder comes from behind me to attack me or something. I don't know. I've always kept one ear off. I can't hear out of my left ear right now. I'm pretty sure there's blood inside of it right now.
If you want to put on both earphones, you can, because I'm actually here. I'm able to see the door.
Yeah, true. I got Ray on me. Yeah. Ray and I do this little game of we look past at each other, so I can look at the security cameras that are past Ray, and Ray can look over there, and it makes me think there's someone behind me, and it always makes Ray look behind the security camera.
You definitely get me more than I get you. Because every time I see you there, you stare for like 2 seconds. I'm like, is someone trying to come in? I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Are we okay?
I cannot hear out of my left ear right now. I just hear a ring. That was turned up. So I don't know if Pogue, like, you know, he needs like one of those old timey like hearing aids that come out, you know, that have like the old timey antique speakers and things like that. That's what Pogue needs, I guess, because this is the loudest I've ever heard someone cry. I don't know who came over here. If this was a, you know, maybe he just did it as a prank. Just like, maybe it was Burton on the way out today. He was like, you know what? Here you go. And just cranked it all the way up. But that one sent a shock through my ear. That's how we're starting today's show. That's how we're starting. If you want to call in, 615-844-5600, we want to hear from you. Phone lines wide open today. A lot of stuff to get into. I saw something on Twitter. This is how I want to lead off the show, because it's a free-for-all Friday, right? That's what we do on Fridays. Talk about whatever we want. Go about whatever we want. We're just here. We're just getting you to the weekend. And more importantly, we're getting you to the Vandy boys baseball matchup against LSU, which is a pretty important one tonight, that they don't lose that series after coming down with the loss last night. But we're getting to that. That's going to be at 5:45. So I wanted to pose this question to Ray. I saw this is trending on Twitter, and that's how it caught my eye. They used the what was that Korean show on Netflix that was so popular? Squid Games? Is that what it was? Squid Games. Yeah, it was Squid Games.
I'm sorry. Speaking of catching my eye, I got Britney Spears over there smiling at me. So
you don't like my Britney Spears shirt?
No. That's the thing. Like, she's smiling right at me. So I'm just like, hello.
You got to appreciate Britney. Like, come
sup,
on. She's
sup,
free.
Sup, Britney.
It's a shirt, Ray. It's just a shirt.
But yes, I believe it's Squid Games. That's the answer.
So They're basically, it's a choose one kind of answer. It's whatever you want to do to choose it. If people want to call in, they can choose it as well. One side says you have to make a choice. One, fighting an orangutan with a sword once a year. So the orangutan has a sword, or you get a sword. I'm assuming both of you should have swords. But you're fighting an orangutan with a sword once a year, or fighting a chicken every time you get into your car.
I take the orangutan.
Ooh, one time?
Yeah.
Yo, orangutans are huge. Have you ever seen how big orangutan is?
That's fine.
They're big.
Yeah. Can you imagine every time you go into your car, you have to fight a chicken?
Yeah, but it's just a little measly chicken, you know?
But okay, so like, is this like to the death? Because if you got a sword, The orangutan has a sword, and you have a sword. I'm thinking that's a fighting to the death, right?
Oh, this is for sure a fight.
Like, okay, so this
the orangutan knows that it's trying to kill you. The chicken knows that it's trying to kill you.
Okay, so the chickens are pretty persistent.
Oh, they're for sure. They're going to come out. You know, the feathers are going to get up in your eyes, and everything's going to be loud, a lot of noise. That's for sure going to happen.
Because one time you might slip up as you get in the car, and you forget there's a chicken in your car, and he just gets you from the back.
Yeah, you had like a long... You go to work, you know, we come out of here. It's been a long day. You know, we've been getting yelled at by everybody. You know, maybe we made predictions that just didn't work or something, and we're tired. It's hot outside. The car has been sitting in the heat, just bubbling, boiling heat in that car. You're like, oh, man, I just want to get home. I just want to get home. And you open that door. You know what I mean? It's not right in your face.
And now you have, and now you need to get energy to save yourself from this deadly chicken attack.
And they got those claws, man.
I'm telling you.
I know they do because I found it in my Chipotle one time. I know what they feel like.
Sorry for all those Chipotle eaters.
Yeah, I know. That was the
shout
worst.
Out to you guys.
That was the worst.
But I'm going orangutan.
Orangutan sword. Once a year. But I feel like I would have such strong anxiety about that once a year. The feeling of the buildup of like Christmas, you know, like Christmas time or anything like that. And then you get, it would be the exact opposite. It'd be the polar opposite of that. It would be nothing but fear and the buildup to fighting the orangutan. Like, oh man, you know, June 8th is showing up pretty soon here. So it could just be a wreck for weeks.
So, of course, you're coming into your car like well equipped, right? You're coming like, you know, whether it be like you're packing or you've got like a sheet or something. Because
you know the chicken. If it's every day, like,
so
you're
I'm
going to
bring a blanket.
Learn.
I'm bringing like a pillowcase, something to just grab it and just throw it out. Like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You don't know where the chicken's going to be at in the car. Like, if it's just in the back seat, obviously, unless you got tinted windows, you could look through the windows and say, yeah, I know the chicken's right there. I'm ready to go. So maybe that, I don't know. I think I'm trending towards chicken. Because then, look, you start capturing them, and then you just got, like, a whole bunch. Like, you get, like, a chicken coop, and you start laying eggs. Then you make that a profitable business. You got a chicken that just shows up in your car every day.
Every day? For a year?
I mean, yeah.
Does it give you
every
a time?
Every time you get in a car, it doesn't actually have a time frame.
So you're, like, literally every day.
If you don't get in your car
not
that day,
you're going to get
fine.
A coop, but you're going to start selling chicken.
Yeah, you start selling chickens.
The farms? Like, hey.
Hey, did we just come up with... Yeah. We just may have came up with how to end world hunger. You know, first we started out, we're choosing orangutan or chicken. Now we're solving world hunger. Yeah. What?
We're giving out twofers. Deals and deals and deals.
Shout out to anybody who can understand that movie reference I just threw out there. If anybody can actually tell me that one, I'll give you a prize. I don't know what it is. It'll be straight from my heart to you. But nobody's going to catch that movie reference. And I'm not even going to tell anybody what it is, even though right now it's killing me and I want to talk about what it is. There's not a shot in this world somebody could understand that reference. There's not a chance. So you're going orangutan against the sword with a sword, and I'm going chicken. There would be days where I'm just like walking to my car like, oh my God, here we go with this chicken.
And I would sell the pay-per-view like there's nobody's business. Make that one event every
Ooh,
year.
Logan Paul versus chicken.
Yep. Orangutan. Deadly sword match.
Oh my gosh. This show, you know. Bruno would beat up an orangutan once a year, I bet. I feel like that's what he would do.
So do you think out of all three of us, he's got the best shot?
I think you got a good shot of beating the orangutan.
I've got some ninja skills. I've got some ninja skills.
You got to get one fatal blow. That's it. Yeah. With a sword, you know, and then you're done for the rest of the year until that next year.
So you're not killing your chickens. You're basically just like
capturing
them and
relocating. Yep. And then profiting. That's the idea I have on it. So always trying to make money, Ray.
So I'm pretty much at the death match and you're not.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm signing up for the death match.
I'm not going to the death match. I'm not going to die to the chicken. I mean, you know, what's it going to do? Peck me enough? No.
I'm going in there gladiator style.
I'm wearing goggles. Chicken's not going to get the eyes. You know, I can peck my hand or whatever. But I'm definitely playing defense, and I'm trying to turn that into profits. That's what I'm doing. Saw that. I wanted to talk about it. All right, 615-844-5600. It's gotten more and more. Every day, this is what we said yesterday. We talked about the Nick Saban story. We talked about everything, and you asked me, where does this go? It was something like that. It was like, where does this go to the next step? How does this, you know, is this going to be the last one? And I said, this is going to be the first one, but there's going to be more people that are going to come out.
In terms of coaches coming out, yeah.
In terms of coaches that are either for or against what Nick Saban's saying, or, you know, the receipts are going to start piling out.
About Nick Saban.
About Nick Saban. And today you had Kirby Smart come out and say, I also hate NIL, and it shouldn't just go to the highest bidder. Essentially agreeing with Nick Saban. He's just come up and flat agreed about this now.
What was the player who just transferred from Pittsburgh, the wide receiver that went to USC? He actually transferred 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Which I feel kind of like spun everything here.
Well, it's gonna start doing that because, once again, what we've been talking about with NIL and transfer portal as it is, players are going to see more dollar signs. I mean, we're seeing guys who are turning down NIL deals to go to other schools and enter a transfer portal. Because the second they enter that transfer portal, their deals, for the most part, are out. Now, they could still keep them, but a lot of this, what we know so far with the groups and everything that are being made for these schools, they want their boosters to pay through these nonprofits and then pay out to these NILs.
Help me understand this, and I don't know if this is actually true or not, but are collegiate players who are under scholarship, are they allowed to go get a job?
Yeah.
They're allowed to get a job.
Yeah. Yeah, you could get a job. I know people that were working.
Because a lot of times, like, you think that when you get these collegiate players who are on a full ride, room, board, food, everything's taken care of, this is legitimate just going to get a job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, I'm so, like, annoyed by this. Like, these coaches need to just stop it, shut up, and figure it out. Like, just stop.
Well, and it goes back to what Nick Saban was saying with the collectives. You know, the collectives, which I feel like the first, I could be wrong. I feel like the first group that did this was Ohio State. I feel like I saw them come out first and mm-hmm. do that.
Right.
But, you know, the idea is the boosters can pull all their money together into this nonprofit, and then the nonprofit sponsors the NILs for these players when they go there. When they hit the transfer portal, if they leave the school, whatever reason, they can just pull it immediately and right. get out of it. This is where the NCAA, the problem, once again, is not, I feel like it's getting very much to the point of we're talking Nick Saban versus NIL or coaches versus NIL. That isn't the argument that's it. The real argument that needs to happen is the NCAA's lack of attention to detail to this problem, right? That's the real problem here. Because remember, the court case with Supreme Court, they come in, they start sniffing around. They're like, hey, this does look, you know, not right. Something's not right about this. And instantly, NCAA is just like, all right, fine, NIL. Here you go. Let's just do it. It was like immediately we saw NIL. Think about it. You got Texas and Oklahoma who can't join the SEC for a multitude of years. But the NCAA threw out NIL immediately. You know, that's not normal. That's not normal. They did it because they knew they were going to get something was going to get blown. Something was going to get destroyed. Something was going to tarnish them. And right. they were like, we need to get rid of this now. So they just threw it out there. And in doing so, they didn't go through the proper channels. They didn't go through the ideas of what could happen or where we are now with these collectives. They didn't go through any of that. So now we have the problem of these schools, these mega schools, which we could call it a problem. I can steal with what Ty said yesterday with us on the show while he was here, where it's a capitalist view society of what we live in with our society compared now to just with football. It is in that as well. But you look at it and say these mega schools are coming in and they're just creating booster money through nonprofits and these collectives, and they're just shoving it out to the whatever team. And if you're a player, why would I look at, you know, why would I ever look at another school outside of Power Five? And really, it's not even just Power Five, right? We're talking about a select percentage of Power Five schools that are going to be having them all the money. You know, it's going to be the Texas, it's going to be the Tennessees, it's going to be the Ohio States, Michigans. It's going to be those of the world that are going to be making these gigantic offers to play to pay players. That's all on the NCAA. That's all on the NCAA. You can't sit here and blame any school, any coach, any team. You know, for Saban to go out and start blaming Texas A&M, well, they bought and paid their entire team. Okay, them's the rules. Like, that's what we're doing. They have the power to go make the money and find their players. What's wrong with that? The only thing Saban is clearly afraid of is the fact that they, Alabama, do not have the power. They do not have the advantage. They do not have the money coming in the way that some of these other schools are. And he's seeing it. Yeah, you could come in and, you could knock the rings all around and everything and say, look at this, blah, 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 blah. Cool. That don't mean nothing.
Not today.
Look at the UFC. Look at the UFC. I know it's a little bit of a stark comparison, but it's still. Championship belts mean nothing right now in the UFC. What do they all do? What does any fighter do right now? They call out Conor McGregor because they want to get paid. That's all they want. It's a very similar situation now. College players aren't going to care. Well, I want to go to UT or I want to go to Ohio State for the traditions. And my father went there and blah, 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 blah. And I love this and Saturdays and da, da, da. No, no. They don't care about it anymore. They want money. Let's pay them. That's what they want. They want to get paid. They want to be sponsored. They want to have big social medias. They want to have a following. They want to become popular. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. And then on top of that, oh, by the way, they're a football player. That's what they want to do. They all want to be Broadway Joe. That they want to be wearing the silk skirt, silk jackets, and the fox necklace and all this difference. They want to be wearing all that. Come out Gucci everything. That's what they want. They want to get paid. And you can't blame the kid for coming out, especially some of these kids coming from terrible situations, poverty lines. I mean, terrible, right? And all of a sudden they're like, yeah, hey, come play football over here and we'll give you $800,000 a year. And he's like, cool. I didn't have $80 in my pocket. So, yeah, I'm going to go to your school because I'm going to get that money.
Let the bidding wars begin.
And then the future, what's going to be, it's going to be those kids, whatever's going to happen. I'm telling you, the day is going to happen. And the NCAA is going to rue the day. Or maybe they're going to celebrate. I don't know. Either way, they're going to be in a problem. And the problem is going to be that they are going to be losing players who are making them money. In some form or fashion. Because, look, the NCAA is going to find a way to make money off this. It's going to happen. It's already in the works. We're already kind of seeing that. They've been talks about that where they're trying to find percentage points and all this different stuff. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. And when that day happens, then we're going to start see the NCAA start competing with the NFL because they're going to say, why are we sending these players to the National Football League just to play football? I'm pretty sure we're playing football over here. We got our own fan bases. We got our own groups. We got our own money. Why would we ever want to send it to our competition? Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be competition. The NFL and the NCAA football are going to be competitors. Right now, they live in the symbiotic relationship where it's feeding one to help the other. But right now is not permanent. It's very temporary. Very temporary. In the future, When NCAA starts seeing the next Trevor Lawrence, the next Tim Tebow, the next whoever that star athlete is for football, come out there and they're making millions and millions and millions of dollars for them, and then they're done after 4 years, they're going to say, yo, this sucks. I don't want to lose this guy. We're making tons of money. We can just keep him. Let's just keep him. Let's say, okay, well, players can play for 6 years. Players can play for 8 years. They can get their doctorates and play all the way through. You think that all can't change with a flip? I mean, we were 5 years ago talking about players getting paid for play. People were like, oh, it can never happen. It can never happen. It happened overnight. It happened overnight, and now we're in this old debacle. So don't tell me the whole, no, wouldn't happen because this bylaw and this rule and this, but no. All of it's just written in pencil. It's not written in ink. This stuff can change on an instant. It can change on an instant. So I truly believe it's going to happen, and Nick Saban, he's going to go the way of the dinosaurs, and that's just the facts.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I wanted you to see, like, just imagine you had a crystal ball in front of you. What do you see what do you see college football in 5 years from now? Like, will Alabama's and the Georgias, will they still be reigning as number one? Because what do you see Alabama year in, year out? Number one, AP poll, either number one, number two.
I was talking about this with somebody. I can't remember. It might have been you. It might have been off. It was off air, though. Wait for Harvard. Got all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They got all the money. You know how much money Harvard's got? Tons.
USC.
USC. Wait for them to come back.
That's a destination place for a lot of these kids. They're going to nicer places. Texas, there's money there.
They're just going to start. If they get smart, all they're going to do is say, look, we can just pay these players. Yeah, come on. You're a five-star player from where? From Florida? Cool. You want to go to Harvard? You want to be a year? We'll give you $100,000 to come play here. Yeah, sure. I'll do that. Let's just build a super team. Let's picture baseball. You know, picture the Yankees. There's no cap to this. There's no cap. They can go as far as they want to the mountaintops to make all this money and to give it out to the kids. So just, I'm telling you, we're going to talk more about it. If you want to jump in, though, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you. But Saban and Alabama, you're going to start seeing it. It's not going to be instantaneously, but there's definitely going to be a downward line that we're going to see this, that whole group and all that money and everything. It's definitely going to drop down dramatically. Vanderbilt, you think Vanderbilt can't find a little money? We'll see. You know, and they just got to start caring about the football program. But we'll see. We'll see. All right, we got to run to a break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Quite busy, actually, out here on the South Loop, the West Loop. Still looks good through Wilson County right now as far as accidents, delays, just a lot of radar and heavy traffic developing on 40 East coming through Mount Julia. Traffic's on the increase even more, 65, trying to get past Vietnam Vets, all that traffic headed up towards the Goodlettsville area. Some radar through Kingston Springs a little bit earlier with that heavy traffic flow. It's moving, though, on 40 West as you continue out through Dixon County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now available for catering. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Let's kickstart summer together at Lowe's this Memorial Day. Keep your home nice and cool with our exclusive Harbor Breeze Hathaway 52-inch ceiling fan special value. Was $134.98, now $99.98. And get our Pit Boss Pro Series 850 Pellet Grill special value. Was $549, now $499. Take advantage of our summer savings this Memorial Day exclusively at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location while supplies last, valid 519 through 525.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, sunny and breezy, wind gust to 30 miles per hour, a high of 92. Mostly clear overnight tonight, low 70s, winds at 20 miles per hour, and mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 93, wind gust 20 miles per hour. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. I saw a thing pop up here. We'll talk about it in a second. LeVar Ball believes LaVine is tired of playing behind DeMar DeRozan and could land with the Lakers. We'll talk about that. I know Ray's going to want to jump in on
that. Yeah, it happened. I saw some rumors about that about a couple days ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be fun. We've been talking about the NIL stuff, talking about Nick Saban. I've got something else that I saw a good buddy. I asked him if he wanted to come on. He hadn't responded. I was really kind of surprised by that. I'm going to put his name out there with this, though, because he put it on social. So if you put it out there, then you should be fine. But basically some ideas snapping back at Jimbo Fisher. So we'll talk about that here in a second as well. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Let's go to the phone line. Steve in Franklin. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good, gentlemen. Hope you are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think, I don't know, kind of an idea on a show, a kind of reality show or some sort. I'm sure it violates NCAA violations. But if you could ever get like a five-star, like a Manning or somebody, film kind of the coaches come in and recruit them and kind of watch the whole recruiting process, I think that'd be fascinating. I'm sure the coaches wouldn't completely be on the norm if they knew a camera's in their face, but I'd love to see a behind the scenes of one of those big time recruits and how all this NIL stuff's getting pitched to them and just the whole process.
So Netflix did something kind of like that. It was called QB1. Really? It was based off of like the top three quarterbacks inside of the country coming out of high school, and you had like Spencer Rattler was on there one year, Jake Fromm, those kind of guys were on there, but it didn't show the recruiting process. It more or less just showed them how, you know, their journey senior year, playing out their senior year, and then going on to whatever school they were going to. So they did something like that. I would love to see that. I think we all would love to see that. That was one of the big things with Last Dance, right? That we loved seeing the behind the scenes of what all happened with Michael Jordan and all that kind of stuff in the 96 Bulls. I think coaches probably wouldn't want that because they're giving away their tips and tricks, I guess you could say, for recruiting, which nowadays, I mean, they used to have that, right? They were sleazy salesmen going in and talking. Now it's just like, here's a check. You want to come play for us? So, maybe it could happen in the future. I'd love to see that, though. That's a great idea, Steve.
Yeah, I guess kind of like a version of Hard Knocks when it first started. It was good when it started. I think it's kind of jumped the shark at this point, but that was a good show when it started. And on basketball, real quick, how in the world does Luka score as much as he does and get open? He looks like the most unathletic person in the history of the NBA. How is he so good?
I think they call it fast fat.
he's just like me out there.
Yeah, he's just he's a huge dude. What is he, like
6'10"?
6'10"? I was going to say 6'11". A gigantic guy, but yeah, he's smooth with the rock and just able to find, you know, his kind of, I mean, not to go back to another white guy who played for the Mavericks, but Dirk Nowitzki was just, he was able to find angles of shots that, you know, you could get the shot off, and they just, with the length of the arms, you know, you can't block it, and that's just kind of how Luka's played his game, too.
It's impressive, though. He's been playing kind of pro ball over, and is he from Europe or wherever he came from?
Where's he from, right?
Yeah, he's from, I want to say Lithuania, but I don't think that's it.
Lithuania?
No, I don't want to say. I don't.
Yeah, you'll find it. But he's been playing one of those anias,
but
probably.
He's been playing with these guys since he was 15. He's played collegially. I mean, he played professionally in the EuroLeague there as well as he played for his country's team. So a lot of these guys knew exactly who he was when he was playing on the U.S. team. Like, he played against Dwayne Wade and Russell Westbrook when they were in their primes.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, he's been around the block a little bit. And when he got drafted by the Mavericks, there's a lot of fans who had no idea who he was. Maybe a few.
A lot of people hated him.
Yeah. And then, like, the players were like, oh, you have no idea who you just got. Like,
yeah, they were always – I remember they were like, he's big and slow. That was the big thing they would always say. And now you look at it and he's
– Slovenian, by the way.
Slovenian. Yeah, so I knew it was an Ania.
He's 6'7 and 230. He doesn't look it, but
– he doesn't look like he has an ounce of muscle on him, but
yep.
He can play. I hope they can get Golden State. He seems to kind of be a one-man team right now, so I don't know if they'll be able to hang with Golden State, but no. Hopefully it'll be – hadn't really been a good series in this whole playoffs, has there?
Well, I mean, Memphis and them were up until Ja got hurt, and that's just another, you know.
The Memphis-Minnesota series was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That was probably, I think, the best one. And then who knows what happens between this Boston-Miami, because now they're all tied up 1-1. I think they were both blowout wins by both teams. So I think that's going to be going to probably 7. I mean, it looks like this is going to be a tough fight for both teams. And so, but yeah, Dallas seems like it's just been a one-man show with Luka.
Yep. All right, boys. Y'all have a good weekend. Anchor down.
Hey, appreciate it, Steve. The Luka is crazy, though, because he just doesn't look – He's very unsuspectingly athletic.
Think about these guys in their primes that are going, like, I want to say Luka is in his prime. He's only 23.
Yeah.
You got Jason Tatum, who's now in his prime. He's 23. Ja's, what, a year or two younger than them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, then you got Trae Young. I mean, the list goes on and on. Booker, I mean.
Basketball's got a good future.
They
stars.
Definitely have a great future.
And they
future.
Needed it because, you know, the Hardens, LeBrons, Durants, Westbrooks, like that age, clearly starting to phase out now in the NBA because it's just, you're starting to see the difference of it. Those guys, those names are still there, obviously, but I feel like the NBA really needed a quote-unquote revival of talent, which they found, and, you know, that works out really well for them. So I'm glad that it has, because that's going to be obviously the huge future. I can't wait till, just like in all NBA fashion, these guys inevitably just, you know, super team up. And we just have, you know, they have Ja throwing it to Luka, throwing it, you know, it's just going to be a real nightmare. We're just going to do the whole big three conversation cycles every 20 years. And that time's a flat circle. It's just going to be annoying. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Let's go to our good buddy Womble. Womble, how are you doing on this warm Friday?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing? It's been a long time since I talked to you all.
Yeah, I missed you, man. I played golf with you one time, and then you ghost me.
I don't miss him.
Dude, it has been a hectic week here just with the job. I mean, and the next week is going to be even crazier.
Mm-hmm. How about those Commandos?
Yeah, hey, man. They're kind of owning spring sports, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling because I wanted to talk about college football with you. I don't know, you know, it's weird, you know, usually football is played in the fall, but last night, I don't know if you noticed, a football game broke out in Starkville when Tennessee beat the Bulldogs 27-2. Oh, wait, that was a baseball game. I'm sorry. That was just a football score, and so I just, you know, I didn't think you guys would spend any time on just that incredible performance by the boys on the hill. So I just wanted to give a little shout-out for the football game that broke out in the looks of a baseball game. So.
Oh, okay. I see where you went with that. First off, my favorite part of all that, did you see the kid who hit the two-run shot for Mississippi State? He flipped the bat in front of Tennessee after, like, what was, like, bottom of the eighth or something like that? It was so late into the game, yeah. And he was pimping a home run.
Yeah, we were too busy winning, as Shooter McGavin would say, to notice those sorts of things.
You eat pieces of like crap for breakfast?
I knew you would give them a shout-out, you know, because you guys are haters over there. And on
we're one
pipe.
Segment in, Womble. I got 2 hours,
what am
baby.
I missing? What's he crying about?
He was talking about how there was a football, an SEC football game that broke out at a baseball game down in Starkville for Tennessee and Mississippi State.
Oh.
And 27-2. So yeah, he was calling us haters because we haven't mentioned it already and gave them their... You know, I'm assuming now I just need to sign a check and directly send it to the University of Tennessee for congratulations, winning a baseball game 27-2. Here's my money. Is that what you want me to do, Womble?
You know, I just want you to open the show with it. Maybe talk about it in the second segment.
Should we play some Rocky Top for him just to shut him up? I mean, at this point, I start to wonder if that's the only thing I could truly do to get you, like, in the full spirit of Tennessee winning congratulations to the state of Tennessee on winning a baseball game 27-2, Womble.
You know, I mean, I know it's more runs than Vanderbilt has put up all season, but I wanted to get Steve riled up while he was sitting in traffic and just, you know, just wanted to grace you guys with some good baseball scores. Like I said, I know you're probably not used to seeing that many runs put up in a baseball game or probably even a series. But you know what? Like I said, the real baseball team plays out east now and just wanted to, you know, just take my shots when I could get them.
Oh, my goodness. This guy is relentless on this. You know what? At least I believe it. Womble, I'm glad. What I know is when you care about something, you go all in on it, baby.
Oh, I am all – you are exactly right. I am all in on it. But in all just wanted to, you know, just give the boys in Arsenal love. Of course, I'm being a little, you know, wild right now with you, but, you know.
You hear the music, Womble? Is that enough for you, Womble? Do you hear that? Crank it all the way up, Ray. Let him hear it. Let him hear it all the way out there. They won 27-2. Can you believe it? Woo!
Hey, put this right. I need you on Monday sporting the Tennessee baseball jersey, and I want you in the checkered overalls on Tuesday, and then some sort of orange shoes on Wednesday. Just, you know, just continue it throughout the NCAA tournament. So
we'll do that.
Thank you. Hey, you boys have a good rest of your show.
I appreciate it, Womble. Oh, man, I love Womble so much.
Thank God that's done.
Look, for all the guff, I don't care what anybody says. Rocky Top is a tremendous song. It really is. Every time I hear it, I get super pumped up about it. I don't know if it's just be growing up in Tennessee and just hearing it all the time. I do love Rocky Top.
I just saw how pumped up you were.
Oh, it got me going.
I was
ready to go.
You were about to jump out of that chair.
I wish Vandy Baseball had some kind of like song like that to go with them. You know, that's a tremendous song. So, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Rocky Top's good.
Make something with like Anchor Down in there, right? Like,
yeah.
Some music with Anchor
I don't know
down.
How you can do that. Because does anything rhyme with the word anchor? Besides like canker sore? I don't know.
Banker.
Banker. Yeah, well, there you go. Let's go back to the phone line, 615-844-5600. Mike and Melrose. Mike, how you doing?
All right. Well, I will disagree. I do not like Rocky Top. I think it's kind of a hillbilly, redneckish. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half cat or something. So, anyway, we do have a good fight song, Dynamite. Vandy comes to fight. So, anyway, and we also have two trophies over there to their none in baseball. So that 27-2 win, that gets you not even a cup of coffee, I don't think. But anyway, it couldn't have happened to a better team. The cowbell ringers down there in Starkville looks like they will not be defending that title. I do not think.
No, they have their time in the sun is over. That is for sure.
Anyway, so you got a Smitto sandwich working. I guess Mr. Wamba, he'll be a piece of cheese in the middle. Have a little. He needs a little wine to go with that. Little cheese to go with that wine of his. So we'll have a grilled cheese sandwich for him. Hey. Anyway, you said it. Did you say Luka was drafted by the Mavericks?
Yeah, he was drafted by the Mavericks, wasn't he?
He was not. No, he was traded to the Mavericks for Trae Young.
He was drafted by the Hawks and traded.
Yep. Okay, yeah. I forgot about that. Wow.
And you know what's good? Yeah, what's crazy is that both players in back-to-back conference finals, Western Conference finals.
Right.
Wow.
And one last year was Eastern Conference finals for Trae Young.
Hmm.
And we're a Mavericks fan, our family. We had season tickets when we lived down there. And I do remember when they drafted that guy named Dirk Nowitzki. I said, who in the heck is this guy? Mm-hmm. He turned out all right.
yeah. It's something about it when they get you get those Euro players over. It's just like, are they really going to put – who was the guy the Bulls drafted? He was in The Last Dance. And they talked –
Kukoc?
Kukoc. He came over and they were like bullies to him essentially in that Olympics. You know, they were like, yeah, we're going to show him what basketball is about, and just started bullying him down the way.
Hey Mike, did you feel the same way when Luka got drafted? You're like, who is this guy?
Well, at the time, I didn't really know about him. No, I mean, I've since seen the documentary about how he started playing travel ball when he was like 12 years old and left home, but he just got some moves on him, and he can handle the ball. And he's gotten his three-point shooting's got a lot better. Now, as my brother was saying, how some of the series maybe have been close, but some of the games have just been blowouts. I mean, Game 7, the Mavericks won by, like, 45 points, did they not, over the Suns, which I'm glad.
Well, Suns really started taking it on the chin there late.
Yeah, it's just crazy how some team, they'll win by 25 one night and turn around and lose by 25. Now, the Mavericks, you were saying – they just had Doncic. Well, Brunson really stepped up those two
he
games.
He did.
Mm-hmm. When Luka was out, I mean, he won that one game by himself pretty much.
Yeah, they just need to give Luka some more help. And they felt they found that with Porzingis when he came there, and they thought the match would be great, you know, with maybe a pick-and-roll type option. You got Porzingis underneath the rim, and you got Luka shooting pretty much anywhere he wants on the field, or the court, if you will. But it looks like when there were some relationship issues there, they shipped out Porzingis to Washington, got Dinwiddie, which is actually a great pickup for these guys. For you guys, Mavericks, I mean, especially Dinwiddie, he would look great when he was with Brooklyn, when he was trying to make up time for Kyrie Irving, and I felt like he was the missing piece during that time when Brooklyn was kind of trying to figure things out, did not get Kyrie for most of their games, and then got traded to Washington, really didn't know what to do, and then he lands in Dallas after that trade, And it seems like Jason Kidd, you just phenomenal job he's done. I mean, absolutely awesome job. If they can get him one or two players, watch out him, because that West is so vaulted. I mean, if they can get him another piece, you can see Dallas competing for the West, perhaps even for the finals.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, if you got a minute, I want to go back to what Zach was talking about a couple of days ago as far as media attention in this town and fan attendance. As far as saying, I think you mentioned how the sounds, you never really hear about them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true. But part of that, a lot of that is on the stations themselves. There's some of them, like Channel 5, they do a good job showing highlights from every sport every night in town. And some of them, like I watched Fox last night, they never do. They choose, and they don't even have sports every night, but they choose the Titans or the Predators. And they, I mean, it's hard for the sound. Yeah, you try to promote it. You give them media passes. You give them free food to come out, free this, free that. You can't make them come out. If they choose to go watch the Titans practice, that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're saying because that's what the ratings say or the TV numbers say or what they – I don't know how they know these numbers. I know football's number one, but, I mean, do you have to shove it down our throats with the draft for a month and then the rookies are in town and then we got Tannehill doing it, but then we got – and then they never covered – most of them never covered like any college baseball or God forbid, a high school – baseball game that's being played tonight, teams trying to get to state.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go out of their way, and they barely cover high school football anymore. They might show two highlights, and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's the downside of living in a town like this when you have these major league teams. The Sounds are pro. Major league team. Could they just hog? I mean, we live in Dallas, and it was Cowboys 24/7.
Yeah. Well, and Mike, I think really you specifically, and I'm not calling you out for anything, I'm just saying you are the oddity and the minority in that, because the numbers do reflect that football is and they want that. You know, that is what the main group, because what, you know, they're gonna, those TV stations, radio stations, all the same, are going to cater to those sports because they know that's where they get their most attention, which then turns into advertising dollars. That's just the truth of the business. And look, I've had conversations with plenty of people in this industry from local stations around here. They're like, yeah, I would love to talk about X, Y, and Z, but not going to do it because of the ratings. You know, and I agree. As somebody who talks a lot of football, because that is frankly where my care goes to directly, I try to stay away from that idea. We talk UFC, nobody here in Nashville cares about UFC for the most part. It's not a hot market for it. But we talk about it because that's Bruno's passion, that Ray likes it, Ray does it and trains in it. And I like it to watch. So, we try to talk about what we like. We're also a different kind of station than every other station a little bit. But the market demands almost, and these people are just, especially corporations, because they don't see the people, right? Corporations see the percentage, and that's all they care about.
But are you just going by TV numbers alone, or what ratings are you talking about?
All kinds of them.
I mean,
there's all kinds of numbers out there. There's all kinds of numbers. I mean, there's rating books and all this different stuff that, you know, it's just that they can see what it is, whether it's just data analytics off Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and how a post goes and how videos are shared. There's, I mean, more numbers than you could ever even believe, Mike, that come out about this stuff that talks about it. And it's just, you know, I think it's a problem. I do think it's a problem, too.
But last thing, I'll let you go. But as far as do they go by attendance, I mean, the Titans don't sell out every game. Half the game, it's other team has more fans.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Sounds are leading all the minor league baseball in attendance. They draw about 10,000 people a night, I think, for five or six games. So you put that on average, they draw more fans at the whole season than the Titans do. So it shows you there's some interest there in the Sounds.
Well, see, that's what I was talking about. Sorry. That's what I was talking about, Mike, is that I think the Sounds have diverged from – I don't think they care about it. I mean, look, I'll tell you this. As a show host here in Nashville, there's never been once in my life I've had – and I get it. I'm the young guy in the group and all this kind of stuff and the new one. I've never been once approached by the Sounds like, hey, here's our media communication. I've never happened in my entire life. So I'm not saying it's like a downfall and I'll boo them that they're not contacting me. I'm just saying I don't think they're doing it. I think they're just doing it as more as an event space that people go to. I, I believe those people go to the games. I don't believe that many people watch the game. I think they're there to hang out, have some drinks, be in a cool area. And that's what the Sounds have done phenomenally. I'm going to the game tonight. I'm going to be there tonight to do just that. I've got a Sounds jersey on right now in the studio.
And that's also a part of the job of your media director, which is funny thing. Weird thing, not funny, but the media director, personnel director, whatever, is with the Titans, Robbie Bourne. He worked for us for the Sounds over 20 years ago and does a great job. It's their job to get the information out. And
they do a terrific job over there. They really do.
Somebody had a press conference. I think it was the Predators yesterday at the Sounds Stadium for some reason. I thought that was odd.
I didn't even know that. Didn't see it. Hey, Mike, we're a little bit over here. I appreciate that. That was a good conversation. Thanks for bringing that up, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like the mic. We got a little long in the tooth there, but it was worth it to kind of talk about that because that is something. We're, you know, the local sports do matter. They do matter, and I think that gets lost in the shuffle because Nashville being now the new it city, especially when it comes to sports, the identity of Nashville is starting to change wholeheartedly now. And the local stuff, which for a long time had been the high school sports, the Sounds, all that stuff for numerous years, they are getting thrown out the back door because people do care about the numbers. The corporations are coming in, and that's what they're going to follow is data-driven stuff. So it's a weird thing. I know we got to get to a break. Ray's gleaming at me right now that we need to get to a break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. It's busy where you would expect out here on the South Loop, the West Loop 24 across the Sullivan Evans Bridge, making your way out through Wilson County right now. Watch for some radar out there through Mount Juliet on I-40 east and westbound. Traffic's heavy up 65 right now passing Vietnam Vets. All that traffic trying to get up towards Robertson County. Lots of traffic, but it's moving on. 24 out towards Murfreesboro. It's just really slow sometimes trying to get past Briley Parkway. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. And sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. I want to go back to the phone lines. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Of course, as always, coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Good conversations on the phone today. We're having some good stuff here. I'm really enjoying it. Hope y'all keep calling in, and we can get through this Friday together and get us onto some Vandy LSU, because really, That's why everybody's here right now. They're here to listen to some Vandy LSU with Andrew Algretta. So I don't blame you. That's going to happen at 5:45. Let's go to the phones. Tony in Nolensville. Tony, how you doing, my man?
What's going on? It's good to be back in the saddle. Been away a couple of weeks. Went to the beach. Oh. Orange Beach has down in Alabama, but the Tide fans down there call it Crimson Beach. They won't say Orange Beach.
Gatlinburg of the South, as I like to call it.
Right, right. And I went down there with family, and then this week had to get a lot of loose ends of some other matters tied up. So I said I needed to get back in the saddle and give you a call and just say hello and good hearing you again. I did listen to you on the app a little bit down there, so that was all good. But, yeah, you're right about this conversation on some of this, what your last caller had. I tell you what, well, let me say this about the UT fans, and I've got UT fans. I'm glad they finally realized they play baseball up there, because for the last 15, 20 years, you didn't hear a peep out of them until now, you know. So now they've started realizing they play baseball again. And, so that's one thing, and that all of them talking about it. And like I say, it's even I got a brother or two that they talk about it now. I said you just wasn't talking about it 10 years ago, you mm-hmm. know. Now all of a sudden everybody knows they play baseball, and what they have done, yeah, they put up a lot of runs and a lot of stuff, but it's still hard to go get those natties. When you get out of the confines of your own little neighborhood and your own little backyard, your own little playground, it's hard to go get those natties. Now, what they did last night at Starkville, that was pretty impressive. I'll give them that. That was a lot of runs and a lot of hits. But it's still, one game doesn't prove, you know, for the rest of them. You've got a long, long ways to go. So I want to just echo on that statement, too. Guys, Zach, I don't know if you knew him. Ray, you might have been too young. But the late, great, good friend of mine, Joe Biddle, who used to write for the Banner and the Tennessean mm-hmm. and did some stories on Channel 2, he told me back 25 years ago, he said, Tony, when the NFL comes here, and this was when the NFL push was coming, the NFL vote, yes, and I say 26 years ago, he said, when it gets here, all your coverage of your local sports, your OVCs, your Belmonts, your Lipscombs, you won't get that coverage no more. He said, and on your TV coverage, your outlets, it won't be, you won't see much of your high schools no more, no more of your local mid-level college. He said, it'd be fortunate for Tennessee, Memphis, and UT to get coverage on your newscast. And he was right. He knew, and we watch it every night, and it's good that somebody like y'all do cover some other the sidebar sports, per se, you know. Even though they're major sports, they are also still considered a class below mm-hmm. your NFL and your NHL.
Yep.
And it's something, and that does take place. And y'all do cover a lot of the other stuff. And, you know, you've sometimes talked about the golf, talked about NASCAR and some of that stuff. So I do like that. I do like that.
I appreciate that, Tony. Yeah, I mean, it has, you know, and it's like I said, I've talked to plenty other show hosts in this very area. People very widely known that have mentioned, you know, I like other sports. I don't want to just talk football, but that's what I'm going to do. And some of it, you know, with some stations or, you know, some of it comes from being, you know, the flagship of whatever that they have to, you know, it's contractually, right? They got to talk about
it
sometimes.
Right. And it's what the ratings are and mm-hmm. that's what draws all that. I will tell you this, while I was on vacation down there at Orange Beach, their newscast, it was refreshing. They covered the minor league teams, two minor league teams in that area down there, and showed a lot of highlights of them each night, as well as they had a lot of the baseball playoffs going on, high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, buddy, they covered like three or four different games. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You don't see this, you know, but it all goes back to what you're talking about as far as when we're in this major sports market. that's what you get.
Yeah, I mean, we're a top, you know, especially for population, we're a top 40 kind of market now. And with how many people nowadays are moving to here, I think a lot of this is going to start changing where, yeah, you're definitely going to talk Preds, Titans. That's going to happen. Grizz also now, which even basketball, I think you kick it around a lot of the other places on the dial and on the remote. You're not getting a ton of basketball talk, maybe as of lately. But still, you're going to see more of a change where you have to be more inclusive and more knowledgeable, not only about sports, but other teams, other cities' teams. You know, if somebody moves here from California, they're probably a 49ers fan. So they want to hear about 49ers in their local area, that, or, you know, they're going to go listen to a podcast or something. So I think it's on the duty of the show host to be knowledgeable about multiple sports, but teams.
Get on the highway and look at all the different license plates. You'll know.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, one last thing. My community pool here, my subdivisions, opened up today, and it looks like ants going to sugar. It is just packed already. I see it from my patio, and it is unbelievable. They opened it today at 12 o'clock, and it's been packed all day. You would think it's the only day it's going to be open. So get ready for summer.
You can smell the sunscreen here.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and Zach, have a fun time tonight at the soundscape.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Talk to you guys. See ya.
All right, we need to run to a break really quick. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Afternoon. Tina, I was moving a crash just a couple of minutes ago in a really tricky spot on 65 northbound just past Trinity Lanes. You head up to that 24 interchange, headed towards the Clarksville area. That traffic's pretty heavy towards the Jolton area also on 24. 65 busy as expected down through Spring Hill. All that traffic trying to get down through Williamson County with some radar down through Williamson and Murray County this afternoon. Be careful. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
Daniel Hemric is on. He's with Colic Racing. And what were some of the goals to start his season?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, you know, you show up, you're a part of a new team. You know, there's nothing better than trying to have some form of success early on. And obviously, to go to Daytona and sit on the pole, you know, with our Camaro was a good start for us. The race didn't quite pan out like we hoped. And then, you know, we struggled a little bit at Fontana, our group in particular. But, I mean, the goals are, like I said, to have success early, try to have it often, and, you know, try to get your ball rolling in the right direction, you know, once playoff time comes. So, but, you know, in general, with any new race team, as you're learning each other, you got to crawl before you can walk, and that's the goal.
With Matt as the owner and AJ on your team, it's some pretty big personalities. You guys gelling okay?
Yeah, man, it's so much fun.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're definitely way bigger personalities than I am, to be honest with you. But, you know, AJ's obviously, you know, we have a lot of things. You know, we like doing a lot of same activities outside of race cars. We love to play golf. We've been able to play a decent amount of golf together. And Matt Colley, man, he just loves to have a good time, loves racing, and just loves to see his guys working together. And we've done that, obviously, you know, throw Landon in the mix. And yep. Yeah, I mean, I think we can all do some really cool stuff for Matt Colley and all of Colley Racing this year. But, you know, just got to keep your head down.
First hour, it's in the books. It's done. First hour's done. We got a second hour coming up. Vandy LSU is going to nip us in the bud a little bit schedule-wise because they'll take on at 5:45. We'll be done at 5:44. If you want to jump in, phone lines have been good. They've been really good. I've been liking the calls. I'm liking what we're talking about. Good discussion pieces here. If you want to jump, I mean, outside of Womble making us play Rocky Top just to celebrate 27-2.
Anything that Womble does, we don't, yeah. This is me, not you. I'm speaking for myself.
It's always an internal battle that's going on there. But if you want to jump in, 615-844-5600, we want to talk to you. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge in Louisiana has ruled that COVID asylum restrictions, known as Title 42, must continue on the southern U.S. border. The ruling blocks a government plan to let the rule lapse. The rare rise in hepatitis cases among children is under investigation in the U.S. and globally. The CDC in a briefing today says it now has 180 cases of the rare virus in children reported since last October. CDC's Dr. Jay Butler.
There was one additional fatal case that was reported yesterday. So I will say we're aware of six cases that have had a fatal outcome.
Health experts say they don't have an exact cause and are investigating all possibilities, including COVID. The Biden administration is working on a fix for the nationwide baby formula shortage. It includes government flights and agencies importing formula from overseas. Those flights could begin this weekend. This is ABC News.
If the Oral-B iO electric toothbrush had a theme song, this would be it. I think you're gonna wanna see this. Only iO combines Oral-B's dentist-inspired round brush head with gentle micro-vibrations for a brushing experience even dentists have hailed as literally the best brush I've ever used. Get the wow of a professional clean feel every day with the iO from Oral-B, the number one brand used by dentists. You're gonna see what everybody's talking about. Oral-B, brush like a pro.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Okay, it's happening.
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Been a good first hour. Second hour here, we're going to have Vandy Baseball coming on against LSU 545. So the second hour is going to get a little bit trimmed here. It's going to be a little trimmed, but it'll still be good. This will be the last hour of the week. Been a good week. Things are going to get back into more normalcy if you've been following along with everything going on social media. We mentioned it yesterday. We're not going to get super deep into it, but Bruno Reagan, our co-host and good friend and Tampa Bay Bandits center, he had a season-ending knee injury. So he is on his way back here shortly. We'll see when it is, but he's excited to get back to the radio life. I know he is excited about that, but obviously he's still he'll talk about it. We'll let him talk more about his stuff, but you know, he's put it all out there publicly, so I know people probably have seen that. He's been getting tons and tons of messages and posts and different stuff. Love getting sent to him all over the place. So good for him. He's still verified. I was hoping that because he's not playing anymore on the in the USFL this season, I was hoping his Instagram verification would go away, but it's still there. So I just have to wait for that to inevitably wait for him to mess up somehow, and they revoke that, and then we'll have a big party on the show. That'll be a huge party. We can get one of those verified out. Hopefully, he can get the second one taken away. You know, unless I get verified, then he could keep the one with Twitter. But you know, that's the whole thing right now. We'll see. We'll see. If you want to join the show, 615-844-5600. So I mentioned this earlier in the first hour. We were talking about Saban, had some good calls come in, which we still want if y'all want to call in. But so Clint Lamb, he's a buddy of ours. We've had him on the show with On Three Sports. He follows Alabama very, very toughly, or very closely. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Very, very toughly?
Not the right word. I was reading a thing here, and the word tough was there, and I just somehow threw that out there.
That's how Nick Pavin's feeling right now. Tough times right now.
It is tough times. Well, Clint brought out the receipts here, and he posted them on his Facebook. Like I said, I reached out to Clint. I wanted him to talk about this. Come on. He never responded to me. I'm actually kind of surprised he didn't, but I know he's right now is a hot time right now with Saban and everything going on. So here's a few quotes that are from Jimbo Fisher.
Okay.
Of course, we know Jimbo Fisher jumped on there, started talking about, you know, he calls himself God, and you know, once you work with him, he's not a work with him, find out what coaches who worked with him think, and all this different stuff. So here's a quote from April 2017. Anytime I ever want to call, I can call Nick Saban anytime, or he can call me anytime. Sometimes he's really busy and I'm really, really busy, but we have a great relationship. That's one quote from Jimbo Fisher. Here's another one in August 2017. Nothing but respect for Alabama. They've done a tremendous job with their program in the past and in the present, in the future. They have an outstanding coach. Nick Saban does as good as a job as anybody and does a great job preparing his team. That was August 2017. May 8th, 2021. I respect everything they, quotations Alabama, do and how they do it. That's Jimbo Fisher, another quote. Here's one from October of 2021. Listen, Nick Saban is one heck of a football coach. I've known Nick for years. He's been a great friend. I've coached with him. I've got a lot of respect for him. He's got a great team.
Body count. I'm just kidding.
Those are quotes from Jimbo Fisher himself.
Yeah.
You know, those are quotes that, you know, I, like I said, I wanted Clint to come on here to talk about it. We'll hopefully maybe be able to connect with him down the road. I sent him a text message. You know, it just gets busy.
It does.
Just to talk about that, because if those are verified quotes, and I want to say this, I trust Clint. I don't, you know, we're work friends, I guess you would say. You know, we're in the business together, whatever. We've had him on the show. I like Clint. I like what he does with his stuff. But I have wanted to see, I just wanted to kind of talk about what these are. You know, I'm not saying he's making stuff up. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I don't know 100% if these quotes are verified. But if they are, then Jimbo Fisher is a big fat liar. Just a big fat crybaby, right? Does that kind of feel like that? If those quotes are 100% accurate,
it's hard.
I didn't vet. I don't want to just say that, right, too.
I mean, you can't. Because which one is he? Is he a great coach, great to work for? Or is he Mr. Receipts, like, you know, mm-hmm, cheating? Which one is he? It's hard to validate what you just came out and did that 3-minute rant on your press conference just, what, 2 days ago?
Right.
Or what was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes it hard for you to moonwalk and say, like, oh, because then you have to explain those quotes now. Like, okay, well, you said this, and...
Well, and I think a lot of this is, look, Nick Saban is in the same boat now. If those quotes are coming from quotes, and I think he's in the same boat as Nick Saban, with Nick Saban is just reactionary to NIL. Did he say something that maybe he didn't mean, that, you know, maybe it wasn't exactly what he thought? Maybe. Or he could have meant exactly what he said when he said it. You know, he could have meant exactly what he said when he said it.
Then what's wrong? Then what's up with the apology then? Then he didn't mean it. If he apologizes, which we talked about yesterday, about it was a half, whatever you want to call it, fill in the blank apology.
Mm-hmm.
So did you mean it or did you not mean it? Because you're like, oh, I just kind of went on the cuff and said some things and I should have never singled out some schools or what have you. And I mean, which one is it?
I think that there's a little bit of just this got public very quickly. And this is pure speculation right now. Pure speculation. I don't know either of these people at all.
For the very first time, guess who's not to be blamed? Is the media, because we didn't spin it anyway.
Yeah.
It was recorded, it came out of your mouth, and we posted exactly what you said.
Yep. I think that he has... Look, Saban doesn't just wanted to not have an advantage that is off the field. You know, you got to give it to Saban in Alabama. They have an advantage on the field, right? They win on the field. So that was always the sales pitch when they went into talks. You know, when they went into talks to recruitment or whatever, they were like, hey, you know, they knocked the rings out there and showed, you want to win? You want to be a national champion? You want to be a part of this $1.8 billion of growth and money than the NFL that we've produced? Come on. Well, now with NIL, like we were talking about in the first hour, doesn't matter. Here's a blank check, put in your number, we'll figure out the money, and then you come play for us. That's what it is. Money is becoming the equalizer of talent. I don't even really want to say equalizer, but you kind of get where I'm going with that, where it's more or less money is now going to be the root of talent, if you will.
So let me ask you this. A lot of people focus on terms of the collegiate football side of it. Let's talk basketball.
I know, right?
You know, because if you think about basketball, what do these kids do after 1 year? They're out. Prior to them, they would leave, go out of high school straight into the NBA until they had that requirement from the NCAA where you have to at least 1 year of collegiate school before you could be drafted, right? Will kids be more inclined to stay in school because they feel like, oh, I can make more money now, as opposed to going to the NBA and possibly being drafted and lose out on that money because, let's say, they're a second rounder, right? And they probably won't make as much money as if they were to stay at the school that they're currently at, making buku money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about 3-5 times of what they could have made coming out in the second round in the NBA, where they're supposed to be projected like late first, whatever, early second, but it just didn't happen that way. Or they don't get drafted at all. You're looking at Scottie Pippen Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he went out last year and he's got an NIE deal, right? Does he even consider the draft last year? Well, he just, because he graduated, right?
This goes back to the conversation when Mike called in talking about why are people paying attention so much to football? Why are we all talking about football? All that kind of stuff, right? As it is, there are schools, obviously, that are revenue driven with a majority of sports. But football is going to be your main source. That's how it is in college football. Our college athletics.
Does that depend on the university?
I think it does, but then we're going to get into certain few basketball, like Vandy basketball, I don't think brings in majority of their revenue.
Do you think Kansas basketball brings more money than Kansas football?
It could.
Kentucky basketball?
No.
Is that kind of right there, right? Now they're neck and neck almost now, right?
Because
now
I still wouldn't. I wouldn't say that because away games.
Football still gets the SEC and they're still competing. Okay.
TV deals with the SEC. The TV deal alone is, you know, probably pulling in more than anything. So... but there's we could get maybe a handful of schools that we could talk outside of football about, you know, the money, right? And say, well, basketball does this, baseball does this, you know, yada, yada, yada. We could go in there and that's a handful. The majority is still going to be off football. So I don't think the idea is the same for Scottie Pippen Jr. or, you know, whatever basketball player. It could happen, but the money that you're going to make with an NIL deal, being a college basketball player in the real world right now, is going to be far less than you could make with the NBA. But in the real world right now of college football, we're seeing guys who are getting set to make more money than some quarterbacks playing in the NFL. So that money seems like it's going to spread evenly across NFL, NCAA in a way that, like I was saying, they're going to end up competing for players. But that money already, we're already getting that. What are we, 1 year in NIL now?
This is like a little over a year.
Maybe less, actually. Could be less than
it. Didn't it start I feel like, why did it feel like early last year?
It could have, but still, we're in the infancy of
this. Absolutely. We're in the infant stages of it. Absolutely.
So that's where I start to see and say that, you know, I understand that. I think there's basketball players, because we had the conversation whenever it happened about Kumar Rocker, you know, with Vandy Baseball. What kind of deal could Kumar Rocker find, and if he decided to come back or whatever, and, mm-hmm. you know, not get drafted, and who knows now what's happening there. But I just don't think it's such a big sticking point. Yeah, you might get one athlete, but for the most part, all this money and all this talk, it is getting I understand we are forgetting all the other sports. We are. But that's also, once again, what NIL is.
Yeah.
You know, NIL is cream rising to the top. And I'm not saying anybody's lesser. I'm not saying any sport's lesser. I'm just saying people are the market is pulling what we care about, right? The market is pulling and saying, we want football. That's what the market, that's what they care about. And that's what these boosters are seeing. That's why the boosters are giving this money, because they already have a deep love for that team. That's why we're seeing that. What it's going to come up to, it's going to come to these collectives to say, do the right thing. Let's give all of these people money. You know, at least make sure everybody's getting a little bit. And then also, by the way, here you go. Well, you know, college football is going to get the most of the money. I don't know where this is all going. But for Jimbo directly, let's go back to Jimbo and Saban. For them right now, I feel like they're in this weird public breakup as friends, is what it kind of seems like. And one saying about the other. Now Saban feels like it's a little bit less, you know, hateful on his side. He was talking about the organization as itself, you know, the school as itself. And I don't think he approached it the best way. What he was saying.
His delivery was all wrong.
Yeah, you know, yeah. There was definitely. It seemed like that was off the cuff.
It was,
you know, and I think it was truly how he feels. But I still feel like it's not the. The way the wording could have been better, and I feel like Jimbo Fisher might just be a bit of a giant baby, and he's like feels like, I don't know where
that's
what
I told you. It's like all these coaches need to stop crying and just figure it out, because that's where we are today.
Yeah,
it sucks. Free agency's here in the college football space. The transfer portal is here now. Every player can go to any team.
Free agency.
Yeah, I mean,
what can you do?
Yeah, I mean, every player goes to whatever team that provides the highest bid for him, and that's how it is. Now, the difference, you say, well, you're going to see where it's going to go with this. You know where it's going to go? Younger people are going to be a lot more rich now, as opposed to, like, I'm talking about, like, in the teens, as opposed to, like, in their 20s.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know? We're already getting that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about money. I mean, you got the crypto bros and NFTs and all that. Like, that's...
We're in a different space now in this, yeah. Like, in terms of, like, everything. Like, these kids, you know, with technology and everything else, like, these kids are not, like...
Well, content driven too.
Yeah, I mean, like me at that age, I wish I was 2019, like in this space right now, growing up in this world, compared to where I came from. Like,
mm-hmm.
Do you see how my kid is? Like, I think, like for me, I see him as much more of a like a more mature kid than I was at his age. He's more glued into like technology, social content, whatever, and he's always thinking of things other. Me, I was just thinking about going. Let's go play football at the park. Hey, buddy, we're going to go down to the here, whatever. We're going to go through the ball. We're going to get 7-on-7 going. That's, yep. You know, it was just a different time.
Yep.
And so it's just wild to me that my kids actually are going to grow through this. Mm-hmm. And I really wonder they're going to look, because my daughter's smart as a wick. I mean, this girl, I mean, she's only 7. I'm like, we've got 10 more years. We got a couple more years until we get to your teenage years. Like, I mean, where are you going to be in that time frame? So you only imagine, like, with these players, whether it be like soccer, Major League Baseball, I mean, you go baseball, basketball, hell, gymnastics. I mean, like, it just goes on and on, mm-hmm. you know? And so...
Well, look at your son, Ari. I mean, just with recently, right, with the Nashville SC stuff. He got on that video. You think that didn't spark in him probably, like, whoa, look at all this attention, look at all the likes, look at all the retweets.
Do you think Nashville SC is not like, hold on? Like, but, you know
there's... But that's what I'm saying. These kids nowadays, they can see where you can make money. I mean, what, isn't there a kid on YouTube who's making, like, $40 million off toys?
Yeah, he's got a contract with Target. Just all he does is open up toys. It's the simplest things.
It just there is much younger per capita for the past 50, 100 years, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
you know, there's kids are way richer than they were all these years ago. And it's, you know, it's just, it's a cycle of the market now that's just going into football.
What's crazy, when I was looking at
high school, having NIL,
when I was looking at the social media stuff, like when my son was got, like, I retweeted on Nashville SC stuff, one of the comments said, please, more content like this. We need more content. And then so I'm like, okay.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Very wholesome content.
And like, it's just crazy because I'll see all this stuff, like the goal scores, like the alerts for the updates.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get, you know, they'll get their traction. But like when he went on there, like it was just natural.
Yep.
Like it was crazy. But yeah, it's just wild the world we live in. And so if these kids have an opportunity to capitalize on the moment, kudos to them. Do it.
And look, they will. You know, and they are. I mean, that's just a simple thing, because this doesn't only just help them financially, right? They're going to get money financially and all that. This is going to help them, you know, gain that social media following even more, because if they're with whatever, you know, whoever's sponsoring them, it could be, you know, it could be Nike, Gatorade, whatever. They get pushed on their social media channels that way, the same way that gets them more engagement, more followers, more likes, all that kind of stuff. So they grow on that. So even if the NIL deal is for 2 years, well, those 2 years could benefit that player, that athlete, that kid onto a huge future social media wise, where he could build that audience and still be able to profit off that. There's a lot of things here that it can grow. And I know some of this is going over some people's head, because it goes over my head. I mean, it's crazy the way that content driven, you know, numbers go nowadays, and how this all this NIL stuff, it gives them that stuff. I mean, look, when we see a huge NIL deal, what do you see? You see it on all the newspapers. You see it on every, because you could pay $800,000 to a kid, get his name in the newspaper. That also ends up being advertisement for your business, and that's where this NIL stuff comes from. So it's, you know, that's the free side of it. You just have to pay him the $800,000. You know, they're gonna share it all through all they want. So it's a lot, man.
Did you see the Nigel Pack Kansas State Wildcat? It looks like Life Wallet, which apparently like it sponsors over 100 like Miami players.
Mm-hmm.
They announced a deal to Nigel Pack, who officially committed to UM as a basketball player, and it looks like it was the biggest Life Wallet deal to date. 2 years, $800,000, which means $400,000 per year,
mm-hmm.
and he gets a car. And you see industries that are not only talking about like what you tap into. You've got tech companies, healthcare companies. Like, it's just, they have no true like sports tie-ins. They're all like just racking up. They're just like,
it's money. It's the way the money moves. Who knows?
I just wonder. I wonder if the NCAA, after a couple of years, if this thing gets so out of like whack, like, are they going to try to clamp down in terms of like having like?
Oh, they're going to try to get their piece.
Like, yeah, they're going to either. Yeah, they
it's
have
to be hard though.
But, I mean, will there be, like, a salary cap, like, a type situation for, like, universities? Because, look, there's some universities that are not as strong as others. Like,
see, what they would have to do, because of what the deals are. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to. I'm looking at it from a market. I'm just thinking of it from a marketing side. This is name, image, likeness. These players can make it off that. Now, this isn't NCAA's name. This isn't NCAA's image. This isn't NCAA's likeness. How are they going to be able to get a piece of that? There's going to be a way to do it. They're going to figure it out. I just think right now it's going to be really tough to swing that right now. They just have to let the flood's coming. The flood of money, the flood of water, all of this is coming right now. And they just got to get through it, wait till the water's calm a little bit, and then start making their move. But I imagine the NCAA wants to make their money. Because look, they're probably taking a hit with this.
Yeah, but you're basically profiting on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing. So that's where your piece is there. Like, of course.
Well,
but
I'm
goes
saying.
Hand in hand, right? Because you're like, well, you need me to build your brand.
Goes back and forth, man. All right, we need to run to a break. But first, I want to talk about FanDuel Sportsbook. Oh, I love them. I love them. I love them. We love FanDuel so much. And one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine NBA playoff player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. It makes it so simple. I really do. I really love all the Same Game Parlays. We build them constantly on the show. Because it does. If you catch some right trends and things like that, you can really can really double up, triple up that money very quickly. If you don't want to build your own same game parlay, check out their popular same game parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. Over 21 and up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
These days, it's getting harder and harder to find savings. But you may have more cash than you realize in your home's equity. Unlock it today with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could get all that cash in as little as 3 weeks. Put your hard-earned money to work. Pay down high-interest debt and combine your balances into one simple, low monthly payment. Now is your perfect opportunity to take control of your financial future. So what are you waiting for? When you want to consolidate debt and simplify your finances, Rocket can. Call 8338-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. All this college football talk's got me really upset. You know what I haven't talked about enough? NFL football. Let's talk a little NFL football.
Uh-oh. You sure you want to go in that space?
I do, because I'm actually stealing something from you.
Me?
Yes. I saw you post it on your Instagram. I don't have it in front of me. I just remember it. But there was something you posted up that we talked about last year at this time. It was teams that went from last place to first place.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to get into that conversation to see what you thought, you know, which teams could go where.
That post is not doing too well.
Oh, darn.
No, actually, it's not too bad. 48 comments, or we're good.
So we're
going to give a list of teams right here, right?
Yep. I figured you got it in front of you.
So we've got last year, the Bengals went from last place in the AFC North to first place in 2021. This year, our eight teams are the Jets, the Broncos, the Ravens, the Jaguars, the Giants, Seahawks, Lions, and the Panthers. And if I were to select one, this is so rough.
Go through them real quick. Just what were the teams again?
The Jets, Broncos, Ravens, Jaguars, Giants, the Seahawks, the Lions, and then the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, so there's two teams that we're going to really look at here, right? Ravens, Broncos.
Oh, I was going to go Giants. Okay. No.
You're going to go Giants? Yeah, I would like to hear that argument, please. Give me the argument.
It's just the NFC East. That's why.
I feel like, okay, I'll throw three in there that really do matter. Giants, Ravens, Broncos. My money, if we're talking about best, I'm going Ravens because I talked about this with my power rankings. I think the Ravens are going to come out and be world beaters again. If they can stay healthy, you know, even with last year, they barely missed the playoffs in a fraught year of injuries. I mean, I don't know if a team suffered more cataclysmic injuries like they did with not only just running backs, defensive backs. I mean, it was tearing. And then obviously Lamar Jackson. So I for sure believe when you look at I believe the Bengals right now are the top of it. Browns, we'll see what's happening with Deshaun Watson, which is the news cycle has been kind of quiet on that. A little weird.
Browns is not okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about with that division. The
division. Yeah, I got you.
Steelers, we'll see with Trubisky. There's question marks there. There's question marks with the Browns. Bengals, do we feel like the Bengals were really the best? I mean, they were last year just because of where they ended up finishing, but it wasn't like they were just dominating everybody, right? They were definitely beatable at times. So, and I feel like they still didn't do a lot for their defense. It still feels like their defense, their offensive line, that those problems are still going to be there. Burrow and Chase might bail them out a whole lot more in totality. But if I'm looking at the Ravens, if I'm looking at their offensive defense, I'm thinking, you know, if they stay healthy, they stay together, they could beat any team in the AFC North. They could easily beat any team in the AFC North. And they could be a dominant team in the AFC. For the past 2 years, they've been the Super Bowl favorites coming out. You know, that's they've been a lot of people's dark horse AFC, you know, AFC Super Bowl representative. So I could 100% see that.
Yeah, I like the Ravens because I'm so tired of hearing that narrative that like Lamar Jackson's style of play does not work in the NFL. He's 37 and 12. He's a winning quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's a reigning MVP. Enough with that talk. Just put it to bed.
Yeah.
The reason why I would probably go with the Ravens here. I want to go with the Broncos because I believe the Chargers are the best team in the West. I really do. And that's even over your Chiefs and over the Raiders.
I love some Chargers.
I do this year.
Do you have stock in the team or something?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, geez.
I could say we here, but I'm not going to say we because we all know how we go over there. But let's talk about our division. Let's talk about the AFC South. Many believe that the Jaguars are a sleeper.
Yeah. A lot of people do drugs too, Ray, and we don't listen to those.
So you don't think the Jaguars have a chance?
No. At all. No, not right now. They have a future, but no. Look, the Jags have had they've been the sleeper teams, and I know they had the 1 year of Blake Bortles where he found the holy grail of luck and he still couldn't get by Brady. So I'm not on this at all. I'm not on this at all. Jaguars right now. Could they sneak a couple wins? Absolutely. But to finish AFC South first, miss me with all of that. That answer your question sufficiently? Wow.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at this team, they're pretty stacked. Young talent, new coach. There was too much drama last year with Urban Meyer. Now he's out. Bringing Doug Peterson. We saw what he did with the Eagles. I think that the players that he has on this team fits his offensive style. I think they're really flying on the radar. This is the same Colts team. This is the same Jaguars team that knocked out the Colts, didn't they?
Well, they just beat them. That was it.
Hey, that was a big one.
Was that? Oh, they got their third win that day.
They went back to back games towards the end of the season. Trevor Lawrence showed like he looked at the number one overall pick. Looks like things were starting to click for him. He's starting to figure things out a little bit.
Could it work? Absolutely. Will it work? Absolutely not. It's just not going to happen.
What do you think about the Lions?
And again, that division probably is more open than any right now with Green Bay's troubles. Mm-hmm. Vikings are probably going to take over, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
If anything, it's just Game Rogers going to throw for 800 touchdowns.
Because if you look at that Lions team, they're pretty stacked.
No.
Great offensive line.
Not many bad teams in the NFL, right? There's not really many bad teams compared. They're all pretty stacked. They all have studs. They all have talented guys. It's the NFL. I just think the usage and the way we've seen these teams, history does speak a lot for itself time and time again. And like with the Jaguars, the Lions, could they break that mold? Absolutely. You know, Bengals found a way to do that. But see, the Bengals were a winning team for a long time. They just didn't win much in the playoffs. But they were a winning team. What was it with Marvin Lewis? They like won zero playoff games. They had like 12 appearances in his tenure there or something like that. So it's just I look more at the franchise history and look at what they've done in the past to then say, okay, this is where I think they can go. You know, I've talked about with the Titans many times where I say I have to change because I think that franchise has actually changed. I have to change my thinking to the franchise because I've been used to the Tennessee Titans. I think a lot of Titans fans have. Of one way of spending money, using money, getting players, keeping players. Now it's not that way anymore. It's a whole new ball game. They take the risks. They're the name in the pot almost all the time. When you see a big name player that's out there, look for the Titans to possibly be in on it. So, you know, you do have to change when it's worthy of changing. I haven't seen enough out of the Jags. I haven't seen enough out of the Lions to change yet.
Do you have a sleeper in any of these eight teams? Do you feel like there's a sleeper in this group?
Go through them real quick one more time.
You got the Jets, Broncos, Ravens, which I don't believe the Broncos and Ravens are sleepers, okay? Jaguars, New York, the Giants, that is.
Yep.
Seahawks, Lions, and then Panthers. Do you feel like there's a sleeper within this group?
Man, it doesn't feel like it. You know, it's fun to say, yeah, we could say this team and I could talk them up and yada yada. I just think the realistic, sometimes you got to take the real side of it. No spin. It just, those teams are going to suck again this year. Outside of, for me, it's two. For you, it's three. I think that outside of those teams, they're all going to suck.
No, I don't believe the Jaguars either. I just thought maybe we just don't overlook them. I think there's a sleeper there possibly, but I don't really believe it. I think that the Giants are a real sleeper because I think the NFC East every year in, year out,
true,
is up for grabs. It just is.
Yeah,
you only need eight wins to win the division except for last year. Now you have no Amari Cooper in Dallas. They lost half of their offensive line. They didn't really do much in terms of the draft. So,
All right, we need to run to our last break. If you want to jump in, final segment, 615-844-5600. When we come back, we'll talk about a tweet from A.J. Brown. They just keep coming, and we love them. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Six Man Movers here in Nashville is looking for people to join their growing team. They are currently accepting applications for 5 to 10 more members to fill their roster through their website, sixmanmovers.com. Once there, just click on job application, fill out the form, and a member of their team will be in touch. Experience is preferred, and you must have a valid driver's license. It pays $15 to $21 an hour, depending on your experience. Come join the Six Man Mover crew and get paid to work out. Other great perks include getting paid weekly for your hours, plus tips, flexible scheduling, and much more. You will love being a part of this dynamic roster with Six Man Movers. To apply, just go to sixmanmovers.com and click on job applications or give them a call at 615-830-1313 for more information. Again, that number is 615-830-1313. That's Six Man Movers, more than just a Nashville moving company. We exist to help you change your life. Make your next move a win with Six Man Movers.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Is your website a help or a hindrance? Media Lifeline brings over a decade of media experience to your rescue. We can make your business shine with our dedicated staff of designers and media experts. We offer custom website design and total website care. Never have to update or fuss with your site again. Rest assured, it's always updated and performing at its best, taking your business to the next level. Contact us today at MediaLifeline.net.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, sunny and breezy, wind gusts to 30 miles per hour, a high of 92. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, winds at 20 miles per hour, and mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 93, wind gusts 20 miles per hour. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Very fitting, the weekend sending us into the weekend here shortly. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600 here on the afternoon stretch. Kind of just a free-for-all Friday. We've been talking a little bit about everything today.
Yeah, you speak about weekend shortly. That's for you. Yes, for me, I have a couple more hours to hang out here.
Couple more. Got some Vandy LSU, which will be kicking off at 5:45, so we're going to be done at 5:44 just in a few minutes. A.J. Brown sent out a tweet, though, so we got to stop everything to talk about that because I love it when A.J. Brown tweets. First off, he tweeted out just a heart, like a broken heart emoji, but it came with a screenshot. So the screenshot goes as follows, and I'll elaborate more on it when we get through it. I'm so sorry I let down your kids and many others, but I will not put myself in a place where my peace is going to be threatened by adults who feel away because I was traded. I'm every bad word it is for taking care of my family. If you're not aware, just look on social media. I'm a man first, and I will always do what I feel is right for me and my family. People are upset, and that's fine. It's not that serious when it comes to me. People can disrespect me on social media, and that's fine, but disrespectful to my face is a whole another thing, and I'm not tolerating it on any level. So forgive me for not putting myself in a place where my peace could be threatened, because if something happens and I react, I'm the one who has everything to lose and not willing to risk my peace, my family, or my job. I would love to make everyone's children's day, but not if I'm putting it at my own risk. Please don't say nothing is going to happen because nobody knows that. I'm sure someone will still have a problem with this, and that's fine as well. If you can't understand that, then it's because you don't want to. Take care. Love. So what he is referring to here, he has a football camp that is going on here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I retweeted that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has a football camp. Basically, what he's saying is he's not going to go to the football camp. I believe he tried to get Derrick Henry to take over the camp. I don't know exactly what's going on with that. I don't know who's doing what's going where. But he's saying like he's not going to come back to Nashville, do this football camp, just see these kids and have all these pissed off Titans fans yelling at him, just like he's saying on Twitter, which we see. You know, I talked about it immediately. I was like, the second he was traded, I tweeted out, can't wait to watch all these guys turn on A.J. Brown. And they sure did. They sure did, because I can read them like a book, Ray. I read them like a book. I know how they think. All right? I'm in their head, all right? I see what they're doing. And I don't blame A.J. Brown. I don't blame him. Yeah, you know, the training camp or the camp thing he was going to do, it was a fun idea. It was great. People are harsh on the guy on Twitter. And you know what? He's a little harsh on them back, the way he reacts and has done things too. So it's give a little, take
it's
a little.
Give or take.
Yeah. So, so I don't blame him for not showing up, because you know what? I don't know if anything would happen to him. I feel like I'd like to thank our friends and family and listeners and people in our area here who are Titans fans would have enough gumption in them to realize that this is, you know, this guy isn't like punching your mom in the face or something by getting traded. Right. It's a game. He's making $100 million. You know, good for him. Yeah. You know, that's what it is at the end of the day. He's not doing anything to actually hurt you as a fan of the Titans, I promise you. All right, we're done. Great weekend, or great week that is this week. Appreciate everybody who's called in, commented in, watched in, listened in, however you did. Very much appreciate that. We got the dulcet tones of one Andrew Algretta coming up next. Vandy looking to get back even with LSU. Hopefully we can close out a win here tonight and then close out the rubber match on Saturday. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you and you matter. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys next week here on Nashville Sports Radio.